This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Ukrainian cities of Kherson and Kharkiv have come under heavy attacks in recent days, resulting in several deaths and hundreds wounded. Correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Tuesday the cities have been regular targets of Russian attacks for months, yet the residents have been largely reluctant to leave.
In Kherson, a lot of people were remaining in the city during occupation by Russian forces, and now they're not willing to leave as well. A lot of them saying that, well, it's our home, and we went through occupation, we went through shelling, we will wait for better times here, we're not going to go. But a lot of people, of course, left because, especially people with children. In terms of Kharkiv, similar probably situation, but I know personally, I talked to people from Kharkiv who came back and who didn't. And a lot came back, a lot remained there, and a lot of people continue to keep the life rolling and leaving.
That's correspondent Anna Chernikova reporting from Kyiv. Efforts to help Haitians survive the gang violence swamping their nation suffered a grave blow last week with the kidnapping of an American nurse from New Hampshire and her daughter, who remained missing Tuesday. Around 200 Haitians marched to their nation's capital to show their anger over the abduction of Alex Dorsonville, who was working for the nonprofit Christian ministry Elroy Haiti, when she and her daughter were seized Thursday. The kidnapped woman is the wife of the ministry's founder, Sandro Dorsonville. Witnesses told the Associated Press Alex Dorsonville was working in a small brick clinic when armed men burst in and seized her. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department Tuesday, in a statement, joined U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres in praising the announcement by the government of Kenya that they would positively consider leading a multinational force to help combat Haiti's gangs and improve security in the violence-racked Caribbean nation. This is VOA News. France's foreign minister announced Tuesday the nation plans to evacuate hundreds of French and European citizens from Niger over the next 24 hours after a junta seized power in the West African country. Other EU countries, including Germany and Spain, urged citizens to evacuate. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
It comes a day after neighbors Mali and Burkina Faso said on national broadcasters any outside intervention to restore the ousted government would be seen as a declaration of war. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna told LCI TV that France had spoken with authorities in Niger to make sure the evacuation could proceed safely, but stressed it in no way meant any recognition of the junta. With the risk of conflict escalating, Spain said it was preparing to evacuate more than 70 citizens by air, and Italy said it would organize a repatriation flight. Germany also urged its citizens to join the French flights.
U.S. auto regulators said Tuesday they've opened an investigation to 280,000 new Tesla models over reports of a loss of steering control and power steering. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, opened a preliminary evaluation after it received 12 complaints from owners of 2023 Tesla Model 3 and Model Y vehicles. One Model 3 driver reported in May that the car steering, quote, felt stuck and slid off the road, which resulted in crashing into a tree. A driver in Georgia in June reported that a two-week-old Tesla Model Y was coming out of a shopping center when suddenly the steering wheel, quote, did not steer. The driver added that it went very close to the opposite side of traffic and, quote, somehow made it to across the road inside the shopping center. Tesla did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
A key feature of the post-pandemic U.S. economy is showing signs of cooling. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Job openings fell in June to the lowest level in 2 years, to 9.6 million. It's a sign the intense demand for workers that soared as the economy first emerged from the pandemic is now easing. The government says the number of people who quit their jobs in June also fell sharply. Both are signs the jobs market is slowing, a welcome sign for the Federal Reserve. If companies are less desperate to hire and fewer workers are leaving their jobs to seek higher pay elsewhere, businesses will be under less pressure to raise pay, which in turn could help lower inflation. The July jobs report will be released Friday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.